I've been fishing since I was, you know, 14, 15 years old, commercial fishing here in Southeast, and seeing the, you know, amount of byproducts that were being produced by the seafood industry, and then just researching that there were these possibilities, and that's basically what I did. And then with Zach's help, when he was at JEDC here, he put me in contact with chemists, and I had buddies who were engineers, and I just assembled a little team. There's now five of us on board with varying backgrounds to just kind of put all the pieces together and start actually doing something with this stuff and making something really quality and unique at the same time.
Yeah, you guys should see Craig's wallet. It's like perfect seams. I don't know. I think they're pretty cool.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So what's next for you guys? I saw your cool video of you sewing. You said you made that with an iPhone?
Yeah, with the 3D gimbal and an iPhone. Yep, I filmed most of that way. And then Chris Miller, some of the scenic shots he shot and very generously donated to us. He's an amazing photographer. And next up, right now, we're already building our crab shell processor right now. And so
that sounds really messy.
It's definitely. We're excited about it, but it's kind of like starting two businesses at once. And so it's a lot of work, but it's nice to have Zach on board full time now. He's been full board on with Tidal Vision for about 6 weeks now. And
happy to be here. This is way too cool of an opportunity not to be a part of.
How did the Juneau Economic Development Council help you come to this business and take Craig's vision and take it other places?
Well, JDC has an oceans cluster that they facilitate.
An oceans cluster?
Oceans cluster, yep. So that's like a bunch
I'm actually co-chair now.
Yeah, Craig's the co-chair of the oceans cluster. So that's a bunch of businesses that, you know, in the kind of maritime seafood industry that get together and work on things, you know, move things forward for the industry. I think what's really cool and inspiring about this for me, I mean, the reason that I'm happy to be involved in this is we have this resource, this opportunity, all these byproducts, and really what we're doing is changing our relationship with that industry, which is, you know, besides just making cool products, which is also fun, but the way consumers think about this industry and the way that, you know, the state, local governments and everything, we're making more prosperity with the same amount of resource, which is really,
exactly.
Really awesome.
Yeah, bringing more value to the fishing industry without catching more fish. I mean, that's the model we base this business off of, and we got plans in the future for all sorts of other byproducts. It's just one step at a time. We're a small team, but everyone's really excited about what we're trying to accomplish and starting to accomplish here. Mm-hmm. And Juneau Economic Development Center, put a good model out there for what's possible. They flew a specialist from Iceland here to Juneau last
Whoa.
Year. And Zach could tell you more, but that's, you know, exactly what he was preaching, was that there they overfished their fish stocks, so they were only harvesting half as much as they used to, but they were bringing in four times the revenue because they started investing in all these byproduct uses for their fishing industry. And everyone's always looked, you know, to the wrong industry to kind of step in and fulfill that shoe. It takes an entrepreneur who wants to start a textile or fashion business to do what we're doing, you know, with performance wear clothes and with salmon leather. And, you know, that's a very different industry than the seafood industry as a whole. So someone who does amazing, innovative things in the seafood industry, they're not going to get into the fashion industry or the textile industry. And so I was really thankful that Juneau Economic Development Center was able to put me in contact with so many people and help me progress my business plan I had this fall to the point where it's at now. And now there's actually action being taken, which I'm really excited about.
So when can I get my salmon leather jacket?
Ooh, that's a good question. Hopefully this fall. I want one
this
too.
This fall? Yeah. Oh, man. with the collar popped up.
Oh, that sounds cool. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Some shoes and boots, too. Imagine your boots in salmon leather.
Oh, don't tell Fry. They might beat you to it. Well, thanks for coming on, you guys.
Hey, thanks for having us, Annie.
And where can people learn more?
They can go to our website, TidalVisionUSA.com. Or they could go order a salmon leather wallet. If they want one of the first ones, we're almost sold out of July delivery, going into August already on Kickstarter. We've had an amazing response to that. We put them up for pre-order on there. Sold out of our goal in the first 24 hours on there.
Wow, first 24 hours.
First 24 hours, yeah. $17,500 worth of wallets. So people, I think, are really excited about using these resources to their fullest potential, and the products we're producing are really unique. And what's in your wallet should be salmon leather.